I mentioned a little while ago we're going to have a look at some options for those who completed the HSC, maybe got some kids or grandkids getting results and it wasn't quite what they needed to get into a university placing. There are some options out there, and we've got Associate Professor Seamus Fagan. He's the Director of English Language and Foundation Studies, joining us to talk specifically about the New Step program for 2018. Good morning, Seamus. I guess nervously waiting for results and not getting what you need, but that's okay. Options are available.
Yes, they are, Mark. New Step has been going since 1991, and about 12,000 to 13,000 students have completed the course and gone on to study at the University of Newcastle. It's available for students who are 18 to 20 years of age, an Australian citizen or permanent residence, and if you meet one of the following criteria, you have completed year 12 but did not meet the requirements for entry into a university degree program. You can show documentary evidence that you have not been able to complete year 12 due to adverse circumstances like ill health or whatever, and you have not completed year 12 but have completed post-secondary academic qualifications.
Yes, there is such an emphasis in there put on HSC results and you're getting the, first of all, for kids picking the right courses to get what they need and get this right and get that right, and such an effort put on it. And if you don't get what you need to have those other options. So for those who may get the results back and not be overly thrilled about it or fill one of the other criteria, we've got some links on our webpage, Seamus, but essentially once they apply, how does the process work from there? Can you take us through a typical year in New Step?
Yeah, a typical year. It's like an academic year in the university. We start at the same time as university students do. It's a 12 week course for first semester and a 12 week for second. They have a range of there is a compulsory subject called academic literacies, and then they have a range of subjects that they can choose. And successful completion of the course will mean they get an HR. They're guaranteed entry into a number of programs in the University of Newcastle. Not every program, but they're guaranteed entry into a number of programs.
It is good to know, Seamus, that there is, I guess, a second bite at the cherry there. So how long would it generally take to complete the New Step courses?
It's a one year? Semesters. Yep.
And then fingers crossed you get what you need to move on and continue. I guess as well it's a good step into getting a feel of what the university life is going to be like as well, because like you said, it start and finish at the same time. You're here, you're doing all of that stuff, so a good chance for everybody to experience what it's going to be like moving forward for another 3 or 4 years after.
Yes, and what students say is to get used to the library, to get used to the learning system called Blackboard. And so they often say when they come into first year, they're telling the newbies coming in from year 12, this is how you get around the campus, this is how you use the learning systems. So they're very familiar with the university, and that's why it has good outcomes for the students.
And just very quickly, Seamus, how long have students got before next year so they can actually sign up and get involved? When's the cutoff?
Yeah, the cutoff date is Wednesday the 31st of January, and that's the cutoff date.
Excellent. Well, like I said, we've got some details at our webpage, 2NURFM.com, in the morning show page, for those who've got kids or grandkids in that situation. Seamus, thanks for explaining a bit of that with us this morning.
Thank you very much, Mark. Really appreciate it.
There he is from the University of Newcastle, Director of English Language and Foundation Studies, Seamus Fagan, talking about the New Step program for school leavers this morning at 2NURFM.